from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, look, man, Terry Fontenot caught up with the guys yesterday, and Andy and Randy, and, you know, as hot as it might be, he says this team has improved in a lot of different areas.
Take the quarterback out of it, and then I will go right to the front, the line of scrimmage. And when you say improvement, I can't say improvement because it's our same offensive lineman, but I would say I love our offensive line, and I love what they are, and that permeates your whole team. Your offensive line and who they are, and you guys know that. They set that tone for your whole team, and I put our offensive line against anyone. We're very excited about them. But then you go to the other side, and you want to win up front. You want to win the line of scrimmage, but you look at our defensive line, and we knew we had David and Grady, and obviously Grady was out for most of the year, and then with David. But now outside of those, we added a lot to that room. And obviously Zach coming back, TQ coming back, those young players that are really developing, doing some good things. But then you got Rook and Brandon Dorlis and Big Eddie, and you got so many guys that when you look at that defensive line, we got some big, physical, powerful dudes. So I would say you just look right up front and look at our O-line and D-line and know that we're going to be able to really battle in the trenches.
Guys, I'll be honest with you, man. And look, we are amongst the biggest Falcons fans. I know that, and we work in the business and everything. But I heard Josh Kendall actually talking about this yesterday, and Josh Kendall from The Athletic, the beat writer. Are we supposed to believe, and I want to hear from both of y'all on this before we get a break, are we supposed to believe that this defense this year is better than last year's defense? Because that's the one thing that I've come away with, and I'm having a really hard time believing with the absence of who we thought was a great DC and Ryan Nielsen and Calais and Bud Dupree and really not getting anything back in those roles. I'm having a hard time believing that.
Well, first off, let's not act like everyone was just glowing about Bud Dupree this time last year. In fact, I was told by a lot of people, media and fans, that we were getting a guy who was couldn't play anymore and would never stay healthy, and he went out there and had a good year. Calais Campbell was obviously different because of what he's been around. But I will say that you didn't, it's not like those guys weren't replaced. You just replaced them with young guys. So, yeah, I think I understand that we don't go into it thinking that we're better off. But I think I am optimistic about what Mike Hughes is at right now, a little bit more than I was Jeff Okudah last year. I'm very optimistic about Braylon Trice and Brandon Dorlis. These are young guys. James Smith-Williams, who honestly, to me, will play the Bud Dupree role in a different way, but that's kind of what he replaced Bud Dupree, Maria. But we just don't know exactly what Jimmy Lake wants to do, if it's going to be more Rahi system or Jimmy's got his own kind of plan for it.
Yeah, and you can tell that they really like James Smith Williams. I mean, he's been trotting out there with the ones pretty much all of camp so far. But yeah, I mean, to your point, we don't really know. We don't know what Jimmy Lake is going to look like as a defensive coordinator. And yeah, they addressed the defensive line in the draft and they picked up these younger kids. But really, aside from that, nothing indicates that they got drastically better than last year. And it's really hard to measure that when we don't really have a good sample size of any of these guys that are probably going to make an impact for this team. But you make a good point. Bud Dupree was somebody that no one spoke about last year. We had no idea that he would have the impact that he did. And now, what happens now that he's gone? We're going to see.
Yeah, we are going to see. Well, one of the guys you just talked about, Bo, was Mike Hughes. He did some visiting with the media yesterday. And listen, a lot of talk about inside, outside, nickel, everything under the sun for Mike Hughes. So we'll hear from him on the other side of the break. We'll also get some Braves in that Tater Fest that was up in Milwaukee last night. Don't want to miss it as the morning shift rolls on. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.